10-pound penalty by Dick Francis.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Track 1.
£10 penalty by Dick Francis.
Chapter 1. Glue-sniffing jockeys don't win the derby. I'd never sniffed glue in my life. All the same, I stood before the man whose horses I rode and listened to him telling me he had no further use for my services. He sat behind his large, antique, paper-covered desk, fidgeting with his clean fingernails. His hands were a yellowish-white, very smooth. "I have it on good authority," he said. "But I don't," I protested in bewilderment. "I've never sniffed glue or anything else. Certainly not cocaine. I've never even smoked pot. It's not true." He looked at me coldly with the knowing eyes of a rich, powerful, assured, and physically bulky man who had inherited a good brain and a chunk of merchant bank and trained racehorses prestigiously out of obsession. I was not yet 18 at that point, and I now know, immature for my age. Though, of course, I wasn't aware of it at the time. I felt helpless, though, in the face of his inaccurate certainty, and had no idea how to deal with it. "Sir Vivian," I began with desperation, but he effortlessly...